Blog Talk Radio.
Surprise! And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. Yes, I know. I said I wasn't going to be on air, but, you know, here we are. Spirit's good all the time. That's what's important in our lives is spirit. Man, I wasn't really prepared too much, so let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. And the card for the show comes from my Gaia deck for today. And it is the Gaia deck, of course, and it's a Gaia card. And it says, wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding is what we all need right now. And, you know, that's what Spirit wants to give us, that wisdom and guidance in every area of our lives. And so that's the card for the show today. I'm a little distracted by my dog again, but that's okay. Gotta love Angel. But let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll start the show. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. I do have open lines right now because a lot of people don't know I'm on air. 347-327-9316. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you for the wisdom and guidance that you do give us and that spiritual understanding that you want to provide to us. Father, Mother, God, right now, I just thank you for this program. I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for my listeners. I ask that you would help them today, that you would meet their needs in every area of their life, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have, that you would meet those. Father, Mother, God, I pray for the world as a whole, and I pray that you would just move among the leaders of our world as they try to make decisions in the days ahead regarding situations that are hard for them to make these decisions. And we pray that wisdom and understanding prevailed and that peace prevail in our world and on our planet. It's around us all right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and put on a song and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Kanesha,
And we're here. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. Before we get too far into the program, I have a prayer request that we need to pray about. And my mom, early this morning, she is in a nursing facility. Early this morning, she was having some chest pains around her heart. They've done some blood work. They're not sure what's going on yet. And also, she's had a swollen foot. She sprained her foot, and today her foot is really swollen. Doesn't look very good. Last time I knew anything was going on, she was over in the hospital again, having x-rays, and that's all I know at this moment. Of course, she's my mom, and of course, she's somebody that I really love and care about. And we are going to definitely go to prayer and turn her over to the angels and let them heal and touch as they will, okay? Let's go ahead and go to prayer for my mother at this time. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love, and I thank you for being able to come to you with requests. And I don't know what I would do without you. And Father, Mother, God, right now, of course, my focus is on my mom. And I pray that you would just touch her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet right now. Archangel Raphael, I ask you to come forward at this moment in time. And I ask that you would just go and put your hand right now on my mother's heart, and that you would send healing strength and power into it. Father, Mother, God, she's struggled a lot with her life, and right now she's in pain. I know that she's a little scared and a little nervous, and to admit it, so am I a little bit. But I know that you're able to touch, and you're able to move, and that every situation is under your control. Sometimes it's hard for us to relinquish that to you, that power and that control, when it's our loved ones, but I pray that you would just continue to touch my mom, continue to touch my family, give us the wisdom and the guidance and the direction to move forward in every area of our lives. And we say namaste, and we say amen. And I thank you for doing that with me. I appreciate that. Continue to pray for her. I'm sure she would appreciate it, and I know that I need your prayers, and so I would appreciate that as well. All right, let's go ahead and take some callers. And we'll be praying about a few other things down the road and see where Spirit leads us. This is a Spirit-led show, so let's see where Spirit leads us today, okay? I don't have a helper today, so if you would really help me today, if you would just say your first name when I click on you, when I say hi, it would be nice if you say hi, my name is. All right, so let's start with 678. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Susie.
Hi, Susie. How can I help you today?
Michael, I was just reminded by spirit about something really someone that I really wanted to have a relationship with a few years back, and I was reminded that because spirit didn't answer my prayer as I wanted to, it was because Spirit has something better for me. And right. If I was to get that prayer answered then I wouldn't have what's coming to me now.
Right. That's very true. I mean, a lot of times, you know, it's really nice that you see that, Susie, because a lot of times, you know, we're praying for things and then we don't get those things and then we get a little upset. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, the one thing I've learned with spirit is sometimes the answer is no. You know, sometimes we do hear that no, and nobody likes to hear no. But the one thing, Susie B, yeah, you got amazing things ahead for you. Spirit's about to bless the socks right off of you, and so that's the amazing thing. I see every area of your life getting better and better and better as we go into September, especially once we are coming out of this new moon, which we're in right now. You know, work with this new moon energy And while you're working with that, just realize that your financial situation looks like it really starts improving here. As you go about mid-September into October, things financially really are starting to break. I know that you've been waiting for an answer on a situation with your finances. You should hear about that. It looks like to me, the moment here looks like either that last week in September or that very first week in October. You should hear positive news on that and definitely see that coming your way. As far as your relationships go, they're continually developing, continually changing, you know, not just with your romantic relationships, but all relationships, your family, friends, all of those things are changing as you're changing. Because you're ever changing, you're ever increasing in your spiritual walk here. And so as you do so, you know, there's going to be some people that you move away from, and then there's going to be some people that you move towards. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
And I feel like there is going to be this falling away of some people with you. Yeah. It looks like about the middle of September here again. You know, some people are just holding you back a little bit. And, and that doesn't mean that they're going to, you know, cross over or anything like that. That just means they're going to go on their own way and let you go on your own way. Does that make sense? Because I just definitely see that. And as far as your relationship with your son, I do see an improvement here. Looks like about the end of October. I was going to say September, but they just said October. So I would say about the end of October, you should see a move towards you from him, where he's not so on edge, where he's not using things against you like he has been in the past, and definitely a softening of his heart. So that's a good thing. So that's an amazing thing that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How about my relationship with my man that I'm developing? I just need confirmation from you. You know, I feel the change. I feel the closeness really, really coming together now.
And it is. Yeah. I think I mentioned this to you one other time in a reading. Either privately or on air, where I do feel like that there is a change in this, you know, on his part. You know, I feel like that there is feelings that are developing for him. Again, this is going to be a slow process, okay? It's like in a slow cooker here, okay? So it is going to take a little bit of time to develop, all right? I do feel like that. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'd rather have a relationship that develops slow and then have that relationship, have that solid foundation, than a relationship that goes really fast developing and then fizzles out.
Absolutely.
Because we don't want this to fizzle out. We want this to...
No, this is a keeper.
Yeah, we want this to simmer and grow and grow and grow for the rest of your life. I definitely see that. As you know, as you move forward. But the one thing to watch here, Susie, and this is the one thing that Spirit has always warned you about this, is go slow, okay? Be there as a friend right now and let this develop in its own timing. You know, a lot of times I'm the same way. There are things right now that I'd rather have my hand in the mix and moving it along and pushing it along. But I know that if I do that, I'm going to mess things up, you know. And so what we need to do is just trust the Spirit within us that everything is under control and working out according to the way it should. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And Michael, I wanted to tell you one thing. You know, when we ask for manifesting of some sort, the one thing that I was shown is that I need to ask for that to stay, and I want it to be a keeper. So I'm manifesting these things, and I want them to hold in my life, and I don't want to lose those. So that's what I'm working on now.
Okay. That's an awesome thing, and you keep on doing that, okay? It's working out.
I am, Michael. I am.
All right.
Thanks, Michael.
Don't go anywhere yet.
Okay.
I just feel something move in the spirit world towards me, so hold on for just a minute, Susie. Yeah,
okay.
Hold on for just a second. I just felt a woman presence moving towards me. Now, your mother's in spirit, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have a lot of mother energy coming to me. Now, was she a person? Now, I don't feel like that she was a person that really showed a lot of affection when she was here. Does that make sense?
That's the truth. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, she loved people, but she really didn't know how to express that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At times she came across very hard. Okay. She wants me to tell you that she does love you, that she always has. She wishes that she could have shown that to you more. And that she wishes that she could have said that to you more. That I love you word is very important, and she knows that. But
mm-hmm.
she didn't really say that a lot. But
right.
does that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
But she's telling me that she really does love you. She wants to give you that love now from the other side that she should have gave to you when she was here. And this is what she's telling me, and she wants me to express that to you. She says that right now it's very important for you to know that you are love and that you have that love inside of you. And she says that you can feel her and you can feel that as you move forward. And does that make sense to you? And hopefully that helps.
I absolutely feel that, and we are creatures of what we've grown up with.
Uh-huh.
And it's up to us where we want to take that, you know,
right.
and change it. So
yeah.
I definitely get that, and I know she loves me, and
yeah.
I appreciate her coming through, and I thank you for using yourself as a vessel to have her come through.
Well, I don't think I had a choice. She was pushing through here pretty strong.
Yep,
but,
that's my mom.
Yeah, she wanted to talk. When she wanted to talk, she talked. But lovely person, and you have a lot of her qualities. She wants you to know that, and so hopefully I helped you, Susie. I appreciate you calling in. I got to move on, but I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Michael. Love
you. Love you too. All right,
bye
bye. All right, let's go ahead and say hi to whoever's on the other end of 856. Could you please say your name for me? Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you today?
Can you find out where my next job should be, where I should be looking for,
okay.
and when it's going to happen, if I'm going to move, or, you know, where should I start looking?
Okay, good question. We'll see if we can get you some good answers, okay?
Okay.
The one thing that I need you to do right now for me is just calm down a little bit. I'm having a little problem tapping into your energy. I feel like today's been really stressful for you. Is that correct? I just feel you're stressed out. Yeah. Okay. So it's making it a little hard for me to pick up on your energy. So let's just relax for a little bit. And we're going to do some small talk here and get you to relax a little bit. So how's your day? I mean, I know your day's been a little hectic, but are things calming down? I hope.
I'm hoping that they will. It's just I guess all day long I haven't really been feeling supported at work, and it's been a little tough.
Right. Yeah. You're just – the one thing that you're feeling, and you're just feeling really stuck right now. And when I'm looking at you right now, I'm seeing like you're standing at a crossroad and you're trying to make your mind up what direction to go. Does that make sense? It's like in every area of your life. You're standing like at a crossroad, and there's all these signs pointing in so many different directions, and you're just standing there pulling your hair out, going, which way do I go? And so does that make sense? I just see
yes,
that.
It does.
Okay. Okay. Now, as far as your work goes, now, are you considering leaving that? Because I see you leaving that.
I want to leave it, yes, but I need something
but right
to go
now,
to.
Yeah, but right now you need some money. You don't need to just not have
right.
something to fall back on. Yeah, that would just
right.
put you in a worse position than you are right now. And so I do see something opening up for you, I would say towards the end of September here. Is there a couple of directions that you're thinking about, your career-wise? Have you got a couple of directions that you're thinking about?
Well, I would like to go to North Carolina.
Okay.
I have submitted for a job in the Maryland, Virginia area.
Okay.
And I don't know if that job will come through or not.
Yeah, I'm
but,
gonna say
yeah.
yeah, I'm gonna say that you're going towards Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know. That is not very positive. It's like Maryland, really? But hey, you know, you're the one that put the application out there. I didn't do it. So
I kind of thought that might be a long shot, though, with that company. Company begins with an M. Does that
okay.
sound like it would be the same company?
Yeah, let me focus here for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, I am having a little bit of problems picking up on your energy, and so, but let me, yeah, I'm going to say yes. I keep seeing
wow.
yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, because I haven't gotten an email from them to schedule the appointment, and the headhunter sent me an email today asking me if I had received any emails yet from them, and I hadn't.
Yeah, it got lost. That email that you should have got, it got lost
yeah.
in the internet okay. world there somewhere. You know, hey, I've had a few of those happen. You know, technology is not always perfect. But I, you know, but there is a possibility that something else will open up. Because I don't really feel like why are you so against going to Maryland? I mean, because I just feel like that. Okay.
For some reason, I always thought North Carolina would be a nice place to settle.
North Carolina.
The cost of living is cheaper down there, too.
In North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a... Okay. Let's try this. Do you have a company that you're looking at in North Carolina? Some place that you've applied? Don't give me their name out loud, please, but have you...
I did. It begins with a T.
T? Okay.
A T, yeah.
Okay, T. All right. Let's look at this. Okay. Now, okay, this is what's interesting, because I do see both of these popping up about the same time, where you're going to be offered a position in both of these places. Okay? Now, I would probably lean more towards North Carolina, because that's sort of where you're wanting to lean. But that's probably why I saw both of these, because I saw that the one in Maryland I feel like is going to contact you first, and then this other one is going to pop up here. So probably within weeks of each other. The one in
the
North
one
Carolina.
In Maryland,
yeah.
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 The one in Maryland, what are you picking up about that company? Anything about what they do?
No, I don't have that. I'm sorry. And I will tell you that the one in Maryland, now I will tell you the one in Maryland, felt when I mentioned Maryland to you earlier, it felt
yeah.
very nervous to me. It felt...
Well, it's a high-paying position that I just took a long shot on, and it's a little scary to me to think that I would actually land
right.
that position.
Right. Maybe, and that's the thing. Maybe, you know, you took a long shot and you put yourself out there, and that's probably that nervous energy that I'm picking up from that is you. You know, thinking that, okay, am I really going to get this? You know.
Yeah. So, and then if I do, what do I do?
Yeah, what do you do with
well,
it?
I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's sort of like that. It's sort of like a dog chasing a car. It's like, you know, okay, I want to chase this car, but okay, that was stopped. Now what I do with it? You know, so, but,
yeah.
So, but, you know, you're qualified to do whatever you want to do. But, you know, I definitely, you know, see
so
that
I,
this, they're going to come to you. Both of these offers are going to come.
But if I get the job in Maryland, do you see me being successful in that job?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely see you. I definitely actually see you happy there. It's going to take a little bit for you to be happy there. But, you know, I do see that you could settle there and really fit in there. But, you know, the thing is you thought, okay, well, I'm just going to apply. It's never going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. You know, so... Well, that's what we got to be careful about. We got to be careful, you know, putting stuff out there, and then we say, okay, Spirit, this is, you know, I'm putting this in your hands, and then all of a sudden Spirit says, okay, here it is. And then we go, wow,
well,
okay.
It came to me out of the blue through a headhunter, and I just, and then it was like through two headhunters. This headhunter was actually looking for another headhunter.
Right.
So it was kind of odd the way it came about.
Yeah, Spirit has a way of working things out in our lives, but I definitely see... You know, both of these offers are going to come to you. I really feel like that the one in Maryland is going to come first, and then this other one is going to come about a week later. You know, then you're going to have to make a choice of do you want to go to, you know, the other place where you're really aiming but not going to have that, you know, the money's not the same amount here, or you're going to go to the other job. You know, money's not everything in the world, but...
No, I know. The one thing about Maryland, though, is I would be able to afford the home. I want to buy a home. That's all.
Yeah, and,
so,
and you will. I definitely see you in the house by the, you know, really soon here. I don't know exactly when, but I do see you in the house. Yeah, you're not going to be in an apartment or anything like that. It's going to be a house with a yard.
When's the job coming through, though, Michael? When do you think that'll happen?
That's another good question.
because I stopped out the interview.
yeah. I would say by the end of September.
Well, that's fast.
Yeah, I'm going to say by the end of September here.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thanks very much.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to put on a quick song really quick because I got to go take care of my dog. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Let's put on How About This One. We'll be right back.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV on.
I'd own you every second, say a million I love yous.
That's what I'd do with one more day with you.
One more day, one more time.
Conversation with our loved ones. You know, the one thing I love to do as a medium is to do that, give you that conversation, that one more time, one more day. You know, I always, last few days, I've been really thinking about my grandmother a lot. And, you know, she was always there for me, an awesome person. And she's still here with me. She's just in spirit. And, you know, and it's nice to know that she continues on, you know, and she's always talking to me, always right here. but it's not the same, and I know it's not the same, you know, as you know, if she was here in flesh and blood. But it's awesome at times, you know, just to hear that little whisper, you know, that says, hey, Michael, it's going to be okay. Well, she doesn't call me Michael. She calls me Mike. But you know, but just to know that. The only time my grandmother ever used the Michael name was if I was in trouble. If I heard Michael, my grandmother's voice saying Michael, you were right there. And it's still that way. You know, sometimes when I'm, you know, having some problems, I can hear that little Michael voice and saying Michael. And but you know, your loved ones are with you as well. You know, we're just missing those little signs off and on that they're around us, and a lot of times it's those little signs that we're missing. In the last few days, I've been talking about little signs. I'll look into the kitchen area of our home, and one of the cabinet doors will be open. And I'll go in there and close it and come back and sit down. And I'll look back in there and the door's open again. Now, a lot of people would say, okay, your house is settling, it's leaning. But it doesn't happen all the time. It only happens every once in a while. So you could say the house is settling. And you know, and I'm a skeptic. I thought that for a while. But there's just other things that are going on here and there letting me know that my grandmother's quite aware of the situation going on with my mom and quite aware of the situation going on in my life regarding that. So it's just nice to know that. And your loved one, again, are like that as well. You know, they know what's going on with us. Seriously, they know what's going on. And I just love being able to connect you with those on the other side. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to 808. I'm not even going to try to say your name. So could you say it out loud for me, please?
Hi, my name is Ku'u Leilani.
Okay. I love your name. I just know that I can't do it justice. So I don't ever try it. So, hey, it's nice. I appreciate you calling in again. I've talked to you several times, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. How can I help you today?
Oh, the feeling's the same. And I just wanted to say I'm praying for your mom, and I would look into, like, hands-on prayer groups that can come in and lay hands and pray with her.
Because
some counties and some areas, they have these people that, like, lay their hands and go to nursing homes, and they pray over and give healing energy and just they do it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Yeah,
not everywhere
definitely.
Is free, but,
yeah,
so maybe that will help a little bit, you know, just...
Well, thank you.
To have some more physical energy in the healing area.
Right.
But, appreciate it. My question was, I have this person in my life right now, and I just want to know, is it a blessing or a lesson? I don't understand, like, what the purpose. Like, I mean, I felt like, I don't know, I'm confused.
Okay, all right.
And his name is Todd.
Okay, let's look at this a little bit here. Okay. Okay, I have to deal with what I'm seeing in spirit, first of all. I have a woman that is in my head, and she's dancing like a Hawaiian dance. And I don't know if there's somebody in spirit that did that. Like, this is an older woman. This would be like a grandmother type woman. Is there anybody in spirit that did that? It's like
I have an auntie that and I also have a grandmother. I have a lot of family that dance hula. I have Hawaiian side of my family.
Okay, yeah, because I just see this woman, and I believe she's trying to connect here, and I believe that she has the answer to your question is why she's coming here, okay? And so I'm going to let her come forward, and I'm going to recognize her at this moment because you're recognizing her. So I'm going to let that energy come more into my play here, okay? Because it is making sense to you. But as far as this relationship goes, I don't feel like that this is a lasting relationship here. I'm just going to tell you that. I'm really sorry. You know, I wish I could tell you something different. I really do. But you asked the question, and I have to tell you the answer. And I feel like that this person's there to teach you lessons right now about yourself and about your own growth. But as far as being that long-term relationship, I don't see that with this guy. I'm really sorry. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I feel like that you know that already. I feel like that you know that. You're just not accepting that. Does that make sense? I feel like that you're wanting it to be that long-term thing, but I don't. But I think deep down in your heart, you know that it's not. Does that make sense? Because this woman's telling me that you need to go into your heart and trust your heart. Your heart is telling you the right answers. Your head's telling you the wrong answers. Does that make sense? I just feel like you're a little bit in your head too much at times. You know, there is somebody that's coming into your path. I really do feel like that there is a long-term relationship coming. I would see this long-term relationship coming more into your path towards the end of this year. I would say about maybe October, November here, where there is somebody else coming in here. But as far as this person, you know, I don't see him being able to give you what you're really wanting. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I'm you know, I'm sorry for both of you in some ways, you know, but I just don't think he's ready to open up really to people and to really love the way you want him to love you. And that sort of makes me sad for him.
I know, me too.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's a lot of good traits about him. I mean, he's an awesome guy, you know. But I just don't think that he can love you the way that you're wanting right now. And that makes me a little sad. So.
Yeah.
But there is somebody.
But a friendship, like lifelong friendship, do you see that?
Yeah, I do feel a friendship, yeah. You know, he's going to be a part of your life. He's just not going to fit into the role that you're thinking that he's going to fit into. Does that make sense? I mean, I do feel like that he will always be a part of your life. He's just not going to be that piece of the puzzle that you thought he was. You know, he just doesn't fit in that hole, in that part of the puzzle there. But he is in the puzzle of your life. He is a part of your life. But he's just not going to fit right there.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye. Have a great
day. Blessings. See you, Mom. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. let's just stop for a minute. Rose, can you check 402 for me and see who that is, please? While she's doing that, let's go ahead and talk a little bit. You know, the one thing that we have to be open to is flexibility, to be flexible in every area of our lives. You know, today I've been thinking, man, you know, it's a little stressful. You know, things have been, you know, sometimes having never been there where it feels like one thing after another thing after another thing after another thing just piles on top of you. And you're going, okay, can I breathe for a minute? You know, can I just have that moment? You know, a lot of us are going through that right now. It just feels like there's one thing after another thing just piling on top of us. And, you know, today when my dad came home from visiting my mom this morning at the nursing facility, and then he came home early afternoon and he told me that mom was having, you know, some chest pains and her foot's really swollen and they're going to look at this and look at that. I was like, okay, enough already, you know, because I was just like, okay, what is going on here? You know, it's one moment, you know, everything's calm, and then it feels like since I've been back from my vacation in July, it feels like everything has stressed me out. It's just like there are moments that I want to pull my hair out. I don't have very much hair left, so I can't afford to do that too much. But have you ever had those moments where you just go, come on, seriously? But, you know, but when I was stressing out a little bit today, you know, plus I haven't been feeling good myself, and so when I was stressing out a little bit today, I heard a voice that says, I will not give you any more than you can bear. I want to say that again. I will not give you any more than you can bear. You know, and I stopped for a second, and I said, huh? And I heard a voice again saying, I will not give you any more than you can bear. And I thought, okay, then I can handle this. Because if I couldn't handle this, if Spirit didn't think I could handle this, I wouldn't be handling it. I wouldn't be dealing with it. I wouldn't be facing it. And in all of our lessons, everything is a lesson, my friend. Everything in our lives is a lesson. There are things that come into our path that maybe we don't understand. Maybe we don't even want them in our path, but they come into our path to teach us something about ourselves or to teach us something about others. And without those lessons, without those things in our life, then we never grow. You know, with all this stuff going on with me at the moment, there is something that I'm supposed to learn. There is something that is going to come out of this that is going to make me stronger or something that's going to happen for my good, for my higher good. Because everything that comes into our path, please listen to what Spirit wants to say right now. And I will tell you that Spirit's moving right now because I can feel something happening. Everything that happens is for our higher good. It might not absolutely look at it at the time that it's happening. And maybe, you know, we're going through a storm, and when we're going through storms, when we're going through things that feel like they're slamming us up against the wall, we're going, okay, how can this be for my higher good? But I promise you this, that those moments in my life when it felt like I was slammed against the wall and you know, I thought, okay, how is this going to work out for my higher good? It always has and always will. I might not always understand exactly how Spirit is getting me to grow and how they're flexing me and stretching me, but I know that they always are. And that's what's going on right now with you as well. You're being stretched. This year, let's call this year the stretching year. This is the year that Spirit is really trying to get us out of our boxes, trying to get us out of those old belief systems, trying to stretch us, trying to broaden our horizons, trying to say, okay, think outside those little boxes. Do you know that we put spirit so narrow? We think it has to be a certain way. It has to do this. I'm a planner. I plan everything out. I'm a planner. I know from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed sort of what I'm going to do that day. It's all planned out. Now, that's good in some ways, and there's nothing wrong with structure, but if we have planned, you know, if I say, okay, 8 o'clock I'm going to do this, 10 o'clock I'm going to do that, and have everything planned out and have no flexibility, then that's not good. And that's when we stress out. Because the one thing about spirit, my friends, is this. Spirit is unpredictable. And spirit works that way because that's how spirit is. Spirit wants to bless us in amazing ways. I remember one time I wasn't expecting, I heard a knock on the door, and I went to, I was having a really bad day, and things were not going very well for me, or at least that's what I was thinking, that things were not going very well for me that day. And again, that it's a whole nother show, but you know, I was just thinking, you know, man, you know, nobody loves me. And I know that none of you ever think this, but, you know, I was sitting in my house thinking, man, you know, life is just really mean to me, and I'm never going to accomplish anything because the world is just against me. And if it wasn't against me, then things would be better. And I was just mumbling and complaining and kicking and doing all that stuff. I know that none of you do that, but okay. But I heard a knock on the door. And I wasn't expecting anything, and I went to the door, and there was a flower delivery person standing there with flowers for me. And I was like, and I took them, I looked at the card, and all this card said is just thinking of you. No name, just thinking of you. Were they from spirit? I believe they were. I wasn't expecting anything else. So what I'm saying is spirit knows exactly what's going on in our lives constantly. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, spirit knows what's going on. It's hard sometimes to trust spirit with our lives. But I don't know who else I would put my life's in, hands in, except spirit. I know when Michael gets in the mix, Michael messes things up. But when I listen to that small, still voice inside of me that says, Michael, go here, go there, go do that. Do you know that my day goes a whole lot smoother, a whole lot better, a whole lot easier? It's like with this program right now. I had no indication of being on air today. I had no idea that I was going to be on air. But about 30 minutes before this program, I heard a voice that I recognize as my boss saying, you need to be on air. So we're on air. I kicked a little bit. I screamed a little bit. I was like, I don't feel like being on air. But I know that voice, and I know that there's a reason that I'm on air. And I believe that it's because somebody listening to me right now needs a miracle in your life. And I want you to listen really careful. This show is for you. I don't know who you are right now yet. But I know that there's somebody listening to me right now that this show was ordered by Spirit just for you. I believe it with everything inside of me. I don't know exactly what your need is yet. But Spirit loves you enough that they've set a show up just for you. Just for you. And I'm talking to somebody right now. You're a woman, and you were abused when you were very little. unfortunately, by a family member, and that's as far as I'm going to go. And you are very bitter, which I can understand. And you don't feel like that you deserve love, or that love ever will come your way, and you don't feel like that you're worthy. I want to tell you that you are worthy, because like I said, Spirit called the show just to tell you that they love you. Just to tell you that you're going to be okay. Just to tell you that that will heal. If you allow it to heal. We have to move past the anger, and we have to move past that resentment. We have to move past those moments when we say, man, you know, I'm never going to forgive that person because you just don't know, Michael. That person really hurt me really bad. But, you know, the only thing that unforgiveness, the one thing I've learned in my own life is the only thing that unforgiveness, the only person that hurts is me. It holds me back from so many blessings that Spirit wants to bring into my life. And I know that maybe right now you're not at that place to forgive the person that hurt you. I know that you're probably not there yet. But I will tell you this, that someday you will be there. And once you can forgive, you're not saying that it was okay for him to hurt you. What you are saying is that you're no longer going to be held to that. Because all that unforgiveness does, my friends, is it holds us prisoner to the very thing that we want to get away from. That's all it does. I had to learn that the hard way myself. But until you can forgive, you're held prisoner by that thing still. It's not for them, it's for you. Okay, I don't know why we went on that side card, but that's what we did. So let's move on to some calls here, and hopefully I helped you. I appreciate it. All right, let's move on. Let's talk to Sharon, and hopefully we can hear her. She's having some problems with her phone. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. When you were talking about the show, was for me. I've been trying to get through. All my communications are blocked. I've got some people trying to hurt me, and I thought maybe you could help me discern who that is, or
okay,
if there's any messages from Spirit.
Okay. All right. The one thing that, and we're going to pray about this situation that's going on with you here in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Because these things make me sort of a little upset when, you know, people try to do things and you know, things like that. So, but yeah, you're under a psychic attack as well. There's things going on. I agree. But we're going to pray about that. The one thing that I would do is ask your angels to really help you right now. Because you want to, you know, always work from a place of love and light. That's what you want to do, and that's who you are. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
And these people are jealous of your light. I mean, it's sad. I mean, it really is sad when this happens. You know, people are jealous of your light. And a lot of these people that are after you, a lot of them are supposed to be light workers. I mean, I just feel that. Does that make sense to you? Am I still on track here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's physical now. I mean, I've got the phone tapping, taking pictures in my house, everything.
Right. Yeah, and you know, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but I will tell you, we're going to pray about this, and we're going to ask Spirit to intervene here, because you don't need to live like that, and this is just causing you to get really nervous, and and stuff like that.
It's
and
terrible.
That's not,
it is
definitely.
I don't deserve it.
No,
I don't,
you don't
deserve it.
Yeah, yeah. And I would just continue to pray about it. And we're going to do that right now, if that's okay with you. Let me go ahead and pray for you, all right? We'll put angels in charge of this situation, all right?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for sharing. And right now, I can see this problem, and I don't know exactly why these people are tapping into your lines and why all this stuff is going on, but you do. And you can stop this in an instant. And I just pray right now that their equipment will stop working, that they'll just go away, that this will just vanish. And I want it to vanish. I want it to be done with. I want it to be over, because she doesn't deserve this. She hasn't done anything wrong. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would intervene in this situation, that you would just talk to these people, and that you would just fix this right now. I want it done by the end of the week. I want it done by tomorrow. And that this will just go away. And that Sharon will be feeling 100% better by Saturday. And that this will be all calmed down. And Father, Mother of God, we just thank you for it. And we say namaste and we say amen. Sharon, please let me know how things are going, okay? But I believe that Spirit's going to intervene here and take care of this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
And no problem. And so, and we don't know the situation, and we don't know what's going on, but Spirit does. You know, that's the amazing thing about Spirit. Spirit knows exactly what's going on. And that's what we have to trust, is Spirit, right? All right. Let's talk to you. Hold on for just a minute. Okay, let's go to 901. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Thank you for... I am wanting to see if there are any messages from Spirit for me, particularly a loved one that I've lost.
Okay. All right. We'll try here and see if they come through, okay? I can't promise anything, but we will try, all right? For me to do that, could I get your first name, please?
Sure. My name's Marissa.
Okay, Marissa. Thank you. Could you say your name out loud one more time for me, please?
Marissa.
Marissa. Okay. And you said there's a particular, don't tell me who that is, but there's a particular loved one that you're trying to contact?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What I want you to do, Marissa, here is I want you to focus on them. I want you to bring them into your mind. I don't want you to say their name out loud, but I do want you to focus on them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That will help me. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. All I want from you is yes or no's if I ask you questions right now, okay?
Okay.
I don't want you feeding me information. If I need more information, I'll ask for clarification, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't think that this is a person that you're trying to communicate with. I will tell you that right away. But I do feel like there is a person here with me that passed in an accident. Is there anybody that passed in an accident with you? On the
no.
other side? Okay, no. No, nobody at all. No car accidents?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to shelf that. That's what I wanted to verify, because when I'm open like this, other spirits can come through. And I did feel like it was fitting, and that's why I was going to ask you about it, because I didn't feel like it fit with you. But my job as a medium is to recognize that energy, because it might fit with somebody else that's listening, okay? But I had to acknowledge that. I'm not really picking up on the spirit. Is this a female?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are they family member?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. They're coming across to me as like sister and mother. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
That's right.
Okay. That is, okay. So now, is this your mother?
Yes.
Okay. But she's coming across to me more like sister energy. Did you guys have that kind of relationship? It was like she was your mother and had to step in sometimes and do that correction. But her, your relationship with her was sort of different. It was really close. Does that make sense to you? Cause
yes.
I just, okay. It was like you guys hung out and she's just almost like a buddy to you is what I keep picking up from her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, does she like to shop? Because I keep seeing a lot of shopping bags. I keep seeing bags. I keep seeing, like, store bags. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I see that?
It does.
Okay.
We shop together.
Okay. Because she just says that she lived to shop almost. She just loved to buy things, and especially things for you. She really was there to help you a lot and really encouraged you. Does that make sense? Because
yes.
That's what she... Okay. She's also telling me that she loves you. She's also a little concerned about you because you've been really stressed out lately. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Is this regarding a relationship? Because she's saying that it's regarding love or something. Does that make sense?
Not right now.
Okay, doesn't okay. Now, okay, maybe she's making a reference to a past relationship that hurt you, because she's saying that you got burned in love or something like that. Does that make any sense to you? Because she keeps telling me that a relationship really hurt you.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And she says that it's okay for you to be feeling the pain from that, but also for you to start healing that. Because somebody is coming into your path that will love you, but you have to be open to that. She's saying that last relationship really hurt you, and you sort of closed off to love. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She doesn't want you to stay there, okay? She says that sometimes you're stubborn. Are you pretty stubborn?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. She's saying that when you get a grudge, you hold it. You know, it's like a... It's like, you know, it's like I got to get even, or you just feel that way. I don't think you're a vindictive person, but you just hold on to that hurt and that anger. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She doesn't want you to do that, okay? She wants you to open up to love again. Is there a reason why she keeps talking about love again? I mean, it's just like she wants you to have that relationship, and it's out there. But you just gotta take you. It's like you built up huge walls around you, and those are there to protect you. But they're also keeping things away from you. Does that make sense? Yeah. But she wants you to work on that and to bring those down. And there is somebody coming into your path. I wouldn't see this until probably next year. You still need to do some healing on yourself. Really work on your self-esteem. Really work on you. And also, why would I see education with you? Are you thinking about education or going to school or something? Why would I see that?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, she's saying stop possibly thinking about it and do it. So, hey, I'm just telling you what she's telling me. You know, she says that you always look at possibilities, but you don't do them. Does that make sense? I mean, it's like
yes.
You're wanting to go to school, but you're thinking, I'm not sure about it. I don't know about it. You know, it might be a little bit too hard for me. You're very capable of doing whatever you set your mind to. You're an awesome person, and your mother is always pushing you forward, okay, wanting you to advance, wanting you to experience the world. But you got to get outside the boxes that you're built, okay? All right, does that make sense?
It does.
All right. I'm glad that I could connect you with your mom, and I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, because, you know, if we just keep looking at, okay, that's a possibility, but we never lean towards that, then we're never going to accomplish that. We're never going to move towards that. And we need to do that, all right? Let's go ahead and talk to Rosemarie. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Whatever you can pick up, or do you need a specific question?
Right now, with the way my energy is today, it would help me a whole lot if we had an area to work in.
Either you can pick if whatever's easiest for you, either
okay.
Work or a relationship. You can pick either one, whatever is more comfortable for you.
Okay, I feel like they're both connected here.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I see them both connected?
Because
I feel like love and work are connected. I feel like that the person that you're is there somebody that you're interested in right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are they work related?
What I do? No.
Okay. Not okay. All right.
Maybe it's where I came from and where I want to stay. Maybe.
Okay.
What are you picking up?
Okay, so did you just leave a relationship?
An old relationship that I don't, about a month and a half ago, that I don't want nothing to do with somebody else that I'm interested in.
Okay, so there's somebody else. Okay, because it does feel like it's behind you. It feels like that it's where you left. Does that make sense to you? Because I just feel like that it's like you left it. I keep feeling that. Does that make any sense? Why would I feel that? And again, I will tell you that I could be off a little bit, but I keep feeling this. I feel like that. I keep hearing that you left it, and I don't know what that means to yet.
Yeah, I just came back from Europe.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you considering going back that way?
Yes.
Okay. I would say yes. I would definitely say yes. Because I feel like that leaving there was not the right choice. I mean, maybe at this time you have to put some distance between you and that. But I feel like that this was a mistake to leave there. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that what you're looking for is behind you, and this is what I keep hearing, and so because you just left there, and that's why they're using these words. Is that you? That's behind you, but it is also in your path forward. I definitely see you working around tall buildings. I will tell you that I see like high rises. I see things that would represent New York to me. Okay, and I don't know exactly when this is going to open up, but I feel like that it's time for you to have a fresh start, a new start. Does that make sense to you? Because I keep hearing that.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of mishaps. That's probably why.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and the other thing that you need to do is that you also need to forgive yourself for because I feel like that you're really hard on yourself. That you're beating yourself up over some mishaps, some bumps in the road. Let's say. Does that make sense?
Sort of, kind of, because I forgot all about it, and it's like I forgot it and moved on. You know what I mean?
Right.
At the same
time. Right. Yeah. And you know, and the thing that also Spirit wants me to tell you is that you're not stepping back into the chaos of that period, that time, because they don't want that for you anymore. But the thing that you're looking for, that love that you're looking for, is in New York. I see that with everything inside of me. And so I would definitely move back towards that way. But they also want you to know that you're not moving back into the chaos and all of the craziness. That is totally behind you. That is not going to be a part of your life because this is a fresh start. This is a new beginning, and they want you to step into that. Does that make sense?
Yes, but New York.
Okay, go ahead.
Definitely New York.
Unfortunately, I keep seeing New York. Sorry. The reason I keep seeing New York and I know it's New York is I'm seeing the Statue of Liberty. I'm seeing things that show me New York. You know what I'm saying? And you know, maybe you just need to go there to close that chapter and meet that new guy and move on to someplace else. That could also be a possibility here. But I do feel like that moving, I do feel like that New York, there is unresolved things that have to be fixed there. Okay, and for you to be happy. But I do feel like that the guy that you meet, that you spend the rest of your life with, you meet in New York.
Maybe he's flying in from New York.
Yeah, he might be flying in. He might be, you know, he might be somebody new popping into New York. I don't know, but it's not an old person. It's not an old relationship. It's not an old boyfriend. Nobody you've ever dated. But there is but I do feel like that guy is in New York. Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Bye.
Bye. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to put on a song really quick because I just got told that we need to extend a little bit. So we're going to go ahead and put on a song. This song won't play for very long. So we're going to go play this for right now. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio if you want to be a part of the program. 347-327-9316. We'll be right back. Raised your hand, right? You said, okay, Miss So-and-so, I really don't understand this. Could you explain it to me, please? Why aren't we doing that with spirit? You know, spirit's bringing a lesson into our path, and we don't raise our hand, and we don't say, spirit, could you please tell me what... could you please tell me what I'm supposed to be learning here again? Because I sort of forgot. You know, what is the lesson here? What is the subject here? What am I supposed to learn? What are we trying to get at? And whenever I asked my teachers for guidance and direction, they were always there, and they always said, hey, you know, excuse me, I just was laughing about something that Rose wrote. Now I got off track. But there was always, you know, help. I had one teacher, you know, she would always say, Michael, because sometimes I felt like I had those dumb questions, you know, like I just, you know, like, everybody else was asking, you know, these questions, and I always just felt like that mine were sort of, you know, I should have figured this out already. You know, I look around and I think, okay, everybody else got it. Why am I not getting it? Or maybe, or at least they're acting like they got it. But my teacher would always tell me, she'd always say, Michael, there's no such thing as a dumb question. You know, there's no such thing as that. And I was like, okay. So I would always ask. Because in asking, I learned. It's when we stop asking is when we stop learning. I want to say that again. It's when we stop asking, we stop learning. I don't know about you, but I don't want to stop learning. I learn something new every single moment, every single day, every single second of my life. I learn something about myself. I learn something about other people. I learn something about the world around me. Every single second. We're ever learning. We're ever gathering information. Always doing that. Yeah. All right. I have somebody that's telling me that they want to talk to you, which is my spirit guide. So we're going to take Anne Marie's call. Rose, at this moment in time, our phone lines are closed. Okay. Anne-Marie, you're on air, and you're the last caller of the day.
Hey, Michael, I wanted to call and give you confirmation for the wonderful reading you gave me
you.
The other day. And tell you what a blessing you've been in my life.
Well, I appreciate that. It's always nice to hear that, so I appreciate it. Is there anything I can help you with today really quick?
You want to pull a card for me?
I will be honored to pull a card for you. So go ahead. Sounds like you got little kids around you.
We do. I always have little children around me, animals. I live in a neighborhood where I'm cleaning a house, and they're all around. Wondering what's going on.
Yeah, because I hear little voices there. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, they're always around.
The card I pulled is the hidden gift card. The bottom of the card has three words on it. It's a sadness, an ending, a new beginning. You know, things have ended for you. Things are coming to an end in certain areas of your life. Well, the one word I want to focus on is new beginnings. And that's where you are right now. And as you go into September, October, November, and December, you're definitely just going to keep moving forward. You know, every day is going to get a little brighter. Every little day is going to be a blessing in disguise. That's one thing that Spirit wanted me to tell you, and I believe that's what I needed to tell you. So, So, you know, look at the new beginnings in your life and keep moving forward.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Ah, man. Okay. Oh, hold on for just a second. And we'll see. I thought Stephen wanted to talk to you, but we'll see what's going on here right now. I have a little bit of a distraction myself. And if you've ever channeled, you need to be sure that you don't have a lot of distractions. And I have a furry little distraction right now. But she just sat down, so maybe this will work. Okay, let's go ahead and Rose, I feel like I'm supposed to take 601. Could you check that for me, please? Check 601, but my lines are closed after 601. But I feel like I'm supposed to take that call. So maybe that's what we were waiting for, because I just felt like we were waiting for something. So we'll just wait and see who's on the other end of 601. You know, this show is totally spirit-led, guys, and I believe that that's what sets us apart from a lot of other programs here on Spiritual Talk Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. Because sometimes, you know, there are just people, you know, the one thing that I've always wanted to do is help people. I mean, that's what I live to do. I live to help, so let's see how I can help 601, since we know who they are now. Hi, you're on air with me.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. I just felt like I was supposed to, so how can I help you?
Does Spirit have any messages for me right now?
Okay, is there a particular area that you're having some difficulties in? Anything that you have a question about that would help me, really?
Yeah, my job. I just got a second job, and I've been there for about 2 months now.
Okay.
And how much longer do you see me staying there? Should I stay?
Yeah, I feel like that job is coming to an end. I feel like that you're ready for it to come to an end in some ways. Does that make sense? Because I was like, okay, I think she wants out of there. I would say that you're there at least, unfortunately, I see you there at least until about the end of the year. I would say maybe the end of November you would be leaving there. So you got in September, October, and November are going to still be there, I believe. That could change, but I would say at the end of November you don't have that job. I feel like that's coming to an end, and I feel like that as you go in to next year, as you go into January, I feel like that there's going to be more security job wise for you. I feel like more of a full time thing popping up here for you as you go into next year. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that you would rather have more more security. Okay.
You going back to school?
I do feel like you're going back to school, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like that those, they can work together, this job and school, I feel like can work together here. But I definitely see education with you, okay?
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. Okay, all right. Hold on for just a second. All right. I have a spirit with me that I need to try to connect. It could be somebody that's still on the queue. It could also be somebody that's been in our queue. But I've been feeling this for a while, and it feels like something sitting on my chest. Now, this could be the way you're feeling, like a lot of stress, I feel like that this is stress sitting on you. It's like this could also be depression. Maybe, have you ever seen those commercials? There's one commercial, particularly on TV, It's for like a depression thing, and it's like this elephant's following this person around, and it sits on them and stuff like that. It's sort of something like that. It's either you feel like that way or you just feel like that there's a lot of pressure just sitting on you right now. If this is you, please call me at 347-327-9316, and I would love to pray for you if this is you. But it just feels like that you're just like feeling like something's sitting on your chest, like pressure just pushing on you. This actually could be me. So, but we'll check that here in a minute. I didn't realize that. Steven said this could be you. But you know, it's funny how sometimes I'm always focused on you all and not really focused on me. This could be me. But we'll pray here in a minute for whoever it is, and we'll ask Spirit to take care of this. But if this is you, please call me at 347-327-9316, okay? We'll be quiet for just a second, and I am going to relay to you, let him, I'm not going to relay it to you. I'm actually going to let him talk to you. Steven is going to be coming forward here in just a second. Steven is my spirit guide. I am a full body channel for him. And at this moment in time, I welcome my best friend and my buddy to Spiritual Talk Radio. And here is Steven. Greetings, my friends. I come to you today to let you know how much I love you, how much I care about you. And it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to come to you today to speak to you for a little bit of time. And that's one thing I love to do. I love to speak to you. I love to speak into your spirit, into past the human you and into the spirit you. And that is what I talk to when I talk to you. I talk to the spirit you. For that is what you are. You are spiritual beings. And what I want to let you know is that you are stepping more and more into that. More and more you are progressing. But a lot of you are allowing your mind and your fear to hold you back still. To keep you into that place of mistrust, into that place of doubt. And that is never a place where Spirit wants you to work. Spirit never wants you to work from a place of mistrust or from a place of doubt or a place of fear. Those things are not created by us, by Spirit. Those are things that are put in your path by you a lot of times, but not by us. And so what I tell you today is that you have to let go of you. You have to move past you. And a lot of you say, well, Steven, you say that, but how do I do that? And I'm going to tell you, because that is a very good question. But, you know, because a lot of times people say, okay, you got to do this, but they never give you the tools to do the thing that they tell you to do. Does that make sense? Because that is how I see things sometimes. And I don't want to be one of those. I want to give you tools to help you to advance, to move forward. And one of the tools to get past of you is that you have to realize that you are in control of all things that happen in your life. All choices that you make are choices that you make, are decisions that you make. It is true, and it is a thing that is a fact. It is. But one thing that I will tell you is that every decision that you make is being made by you. It's either being made for you for good, or made for you by you to teach you something. But because I do not get on to you if you are not on the path that you need to be on right now, that is okay, because you will get back to the path that you need to be on. And what you need to do is be open to changes, open to possibilities. More and more now, as you advance, you need to be more open. And more listening you've got to do. A lot of you are just doing and doing and doing and not listening. You do not take time to ask your spirit guide, okay, should I do this? You just do. A lot of you are just doers and not listeners. And again, I am not getting on to you. But then you turn around and you say, oh, my lands, why did I have to go this way? Well, if you had listened to your spirit guide that was standing there with a gigantic stop sign saying don't go that way, you would have never made those choices or made those decisions. So do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? You have to listen. You have to be able to stop long enough to hear the voice inside of you that is guiding you, that is saying, do this, do that. Be open to possibilities. Be open to love. Be open to those things that want to come into your path. Do not say, I want this, but then be afraid to accept it. A lot of you do not think that you deserve blessing. A lot of you do not think that you deserve to be loved. A lot of you are in a place of shame and a place of guilt. And that is not a place that Spirit wants you. That is a place that you are in right now. But that doesn't mean that you have to stay there. That doesn't mean that you have to wallow there. That means that that's just where you are right now. But it is also a place that you can get out of. The one thing that I always tell you this is that no matter what situation that you are in, there is all a way out of that situation. There always is a way out of your problem. Sometimes you focus so much on your problem that you do not see the solution to your problem. You are focused so much on all the things that are wrong and not on all the things that are possibly right. The other thing that I would ask you is, when you are in a situation, are you asking, what is the situation in my path for? Why am I here? It is like you would not go to a supermarket and not know why you are not there. You would say, okay, why am I here? Why am I in the supermarket? You go to a supermarket to buy something, do you not? You just do not show up at a supermarket just to stand there. That would be sort of silly. So you got to know why you are in the situation that you are in. So the next time you are standing in a situation, ask, why am I here? What am I supposed to pick up out of this situation? What am I supposed to get here? And once you ask those questions, once you open to hearing the answer, maybe it's not always going to be the answer you want to hear, but it always is going to be the answer that you need to hear. If we do not always tell you what you want to hear, but we always will tell you what you need to hear to move you forward to a higher position, to a higher goal. And that is what you are aiming at. Is it this not true? This is what you are aiming at. You are aiming at a higher vibration. You want a higher vibration. You do not want to always vibrate in the vibration that you are in now. You are always wanting a little higher. Is this not true? So what you have to do is stop long enough to let us work with you. We want to work with you, and we want to work with you to get you into a higher vibration. But it is working with us, not against us, that is important here. A lot of your egos are still in the way. A lot of you are in the way. And how you get out of the way is by going into meditation, quieting you. And a lot of you have a hard time with this because your mind does not want to relinquish the control that your mind has at the moment. Your mind knows that it is almost done, that there will be a day that comes when you are more in spirit and not so much in your head, not so much thinking, not so much analyzing, the gnosis. So this is why it is working really hard to keep you stuck, why it's trying to keep you from moving forward, why it tries to keep you in that place of fear, in that place of doubt, in that place of discouragement. That is what it's trying to do. But don't allow it. Again, it goes back to what I say earlier when I started talking to you. It goes back to the place of me saying to you that you are in charge. And this is what you have to realize. You are always in control. Your mind wants you to think that you are not in control. Your emotions want you to think that you are not in control. But you are always in control. And what I mean by this is that once you get into who you truly are, working from the place of spirit, working from heart center, then you will realize that heart center is where you should always be working from. And once you get into that place, then you will realize that who you truly are is an amazing spiritual being. You are an amazing spiritual being. Already you are this. But you got to learn how to work with that. A lot of you are fighting that because a lot of you want to stay in your little boxes. Want to stay right where you are because it is comfortable for you. It is like you got your feet up on a chair and you are comfortable and you do not want to move and you just want to stay right there. And that is okay if that's what you choose to do. But again, it goes back to you making choices, you making decisions, you being in control. So it is okay for you to do this, but really, what do you want in your life? What do you really want to see in your life? It is okay if you want to settle for what you have, but what you have, is it working for you? I do not think so. And so what I would tell you is that you need to advance forward. You need to move forward. You're the only one that can do this. I cannot do this for you. You're the only one that can do it. You're the only one that can advance yourself. We can give you information. We can give you choices. But it is your choices that dictate your future. Not me, not your spirit guide, but you. So make better choices. Make better decisions. I leave you now and return you to Michael. But I hope that you got something out of my talk with you. It was, again, a pleasure and an honor to speak with you this evening. Namaste, my friends. Okay. Stephen, thank you so much for coming forward and sharing that with us. And I have no idea, honestly, what Stephen just said, but I do appreciate him coming forward and talking to us. And I'm going to listen later, find out what he said. But, you know, I just love Stephen. I mean, he's awesome. And, I mean, I don't know what I would do without my spirit guide. And in these last 15 minutes with you, I want to talk about your spirit guide. Do you know that Stephen was telling me the other day that a lot of you are not speaking to your spirit guide? A lot of you don't even know what a spirit guide is. But a spirit guide is just that, a guide. The best way I can describe my relationship with Stephen is this. Stephen is like my teacher when I allow that to happen. Stephen just says, yeah, when you allow me to work with you. But he is. He's my teacher. He's my best friend. He's, always there for me. Always there for my higher good. You know, he's just always there. And that's what your spirit guide wants with you, wants that relationship with you. More now than ever, my friends. And more than ever, we need to work with our spirit guides. More than ever, we got to learn how to do that. More than ever. Because we are going to be facing up ahead, we are going to be facing together as a world some challenging times ahead. But the challenging times are just that, challenging times. They're times that we will learn how to work better with each other. There'll be times when we will lean more upon each other. And if you've ever watched things in our history, times of great tragedy brings us together. But we don't have to have that to bring us together. And this is one thing that Spirit doesn't want us to continue to have to go through. They want us to come together without the tragedies, without the chaos, without all of that stuff. But if you've ever watched humanity, humanity always comes, the best of humanity always comes out when there's hurricanes or tornadoes or disasters like the World Trade Center or the Oklahoma City bombing or things like that. But can we come together without all of that? I believe that we can, and I believe that we will. What we need to do is realize that we are one. And when we realize this, when we get it, then we're not going to have the fighting. We're not going to have the wars. We're not going to have this stuff because we're going to realize that we need to love one another as we love us. Goes back to the main principle that has always been the main lesson that Spirit's trying to get all of us to realize is love. And if we love one another as we love ourselves, then we wouldn't be beating up each other. We wouldn't be yelling at each other. We wouldn't be gassing one another. We wouldn't be dropping bombs on one another. We wouldn't be shooting each other with guns or knifing people or whatever else we're doing. Love is the answer. So what we need to do tonight is to pray for love. We need to pray that these people that are dictators and the people that torture their own people and gas their own people and do all these terrible things. I don't understand this stuff. I don't understand terrible people like this. And you're saying, can they love? I believe they can. I believe that love will prevail, that love wins. If I didn't believe that, then I wouldn't be on air because I wouldn't have hope. Because I believe that love wins. If you turned on the news recently, we've got people, my friends, that are talking war. Not love. I agree that something has to be done about people that gas their own people and torture their own people and stuff like that. I believe something needs to be done. But I think the thing that needs to be done is that we need to show love. And we need to be that love and that change that we want to see in the world today. If we keep shooting each other, sooner or later, there's nobody to be shot. I think it was Gandhi that said, an eye for an eye will make us all blind. Somewhere, somebody has to say, enough already. Love wins. I believe it with everything inside of me. Love wins. Let's pray. Father, Mother, God, tonight there's a lot of people that are talking war and talking about bombing people and talking about that we have to do certain things And I don't understand that kind of stuff. I don't understand violence. I don't get it. I don't think that violence equals more violence. Because I believe in the spirit of love. And I don't understand why our world has people like the president of Syria. I don't understand him. I don't understand how a person like that could kill his own people. And yes, he needs to be dealt with. But I pray that he's dealt with in a positive way that doesn't cause more destruction, that doesn't cause more hate, that doesn't cause more anger. And I pray that somewhere deep down inside of him, that you would awaken the spirit that's within him. And let him know that this hate and this anger and all this stuff that he's doing is wrong. And that you would heal the hurt of the Middle East. That it would heal. It's got a big, huge hurt. And it needs to heal. And I speak love into those people and into every situation in the Middle East right now. And I pray for world leaders to think before we do something crazy. Because I love our planet. And an eye for an eye is going to make us all blind. So I speak love into every heart tonight, into every heart in our world. And every man, every boy, every girl, every woman, I speak love into them. They might not even feel like they should have love, but I speak love into them. Because everybody deserves to be loved and to feel love. And whatever is causing them not to feel that, I ask you to move that block away from them tonight. Because I believe love wins. But it's going to take all of us working together to see this accomplished. I don't want to see another soldier shot. I don't want to see another building blown up by a bomb. I don't want to see another mother holding a baby because they have no home because their home just got blown up. I don't want to see another tank drive over a car. I remember in the 60s, people stuck flowers in guns because they didn't want war. Tonight, there's not a person on our world, on this planet, that want this. There's a few people that are beating war drums, but it's not the voice of the people of our planet. So let love prevail. Let love win. And I pray for the leaders of our world again, that they would have wisdom and guidance and direction. Yes, he needs to be dealt with. He needs to be put in time out. I agree. But time out doesn't mean blowing up things. We say namaste. We say amen. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you listening. Continue to pray. We stand on a brink of something that nobody wants, guys. Nobody wants this. Yes, it's scary. And yes, he should be dealt with. I agree. But I don't think the answer is more war. I don't get it. So let's pray that there's a better solution. You know, we got to change something. You know, this has been always a solution. Somebody does something bad, we attack them and try to correct them by doing that. But I think that there's a better way. We just got to figure what that better way is. That's all. Just a better way. That's all we need is a better way. So let's pray that there's a better solution, a better way how to deal with people that need to be put in time out. That's all we're asking. We're just asking for peace. That's all we're asking for. Just a little bit of peace. Thank you for listening. We will not be on air. I know I said this yesterday and we're on air. But as far as I know, we're not going to be on air tomorrow. I would check just in case. But right now I would say no. Continue to pray for my mom. I will update you on Twitter. If you want to follow on Twitter, you can find a link to that right here on the Blog Talk Show page. I will have updates as soon as I know anything. That's the best way to follow this situation with my mom and with me and with my family. Follow us on Twitter. And I'll have updates. As soon as I know anything, I will update you. Continue to pray for me. I think it's just stress. I don't know what I'd be stressed out about, but I might be a little stressed. Okay. So pray for me that I would calm down and not be so stressed. So there's always lessons to learn. You know, as a seer, it's just hard, guys. Really, honestly, if you're not a seer, you don't really understand, because I'm dealing with my own personal family stuff. I'm dealing with my stuff. And then I'm dealing with your stuff. And then I'm dealing with the world stuff. It just gets a little stressful, I tell you. So, but, hey, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Honestly, I wouldn't trade it. Because I love seeing change. And I love seeing a better world ahead. And that's what I see. Yeah, we're going to have to go through a little bit of chaos. We're going to have to go through a little bit of, but on the other side of is a beautiful world. You know, sooner or later, our world goes from black to white, from black to white to color. I always loved The Wizard of Oz. Have you ever watched The Wizard of Oz? I love The Wizard of Oz as we get ready to close out. I love The Wizard of Oz because in its time, it was an awesome picture because it was the first picture that went from black and white to color. Right now, our world is in black and white. But we have to get out of that black and white to color. All right? Think about that. Think about what Spirit just said in that statement. I'll talk to you guys later. You've been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I love you. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we will get there. God bless you. And God bless our planet. Please pray for peace in every situation. Our world needs you. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day, and peace be with you.
Peace be with you. As you roll on by me tomorrow, be an easy.